Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
William Regal is All Elite, and that's not the only surprise to come out of AEW Revolution. For Monday, March the 7th, 2022, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. Hey, before we start, I want to make sure that you're protected. And I want to give you access to a ridiculous amount of great content from around the world, thanks to our friends at NordVPN. They are the fastest virtual private network out there and available on every major platform. With NordVPN, you've got access to regional content from anywhere. Say, for example, you want to watch a certain wrestling network to keep up with the classic review podcasts, and you can't get it where you are. Well, virtually change where you are with NordVPN and one click. Boom, sorted. Access to thousands of servers across 60 countries, just like that with NordVPN. It's also great to protect you when you're on the road as well, because logging into random restaurant and airport Wi-Fis can be a bit sketchy. But if you've got NordVPN on your device, they will keep you right. Change the way that you watch the wrestling and keep yourself protected for the price of a posh coffee every single month. You up for it? You can get an exclusive Cultaholic deal at nordvpn.com/cultaholic. Plus, get a big old discount off your plan, an additional free month, and a little cheeky bonus gift when you use the code Cultaholic. You've got 30 days money-back guarantee if it's not for you. Spoiler, it will be for you, but there's no risk if it's not. Find out more at nordvpn.com/cultaholic.
They're not done!
They're going to fight until midnight. And the referee corps headed out trying to separate these two gladiators. And security. And my, what a play! It's William Regal! William Regal! Oh, my God! What an ovation for Regal! And Regal's such an important mentor for both of these men! And he's trying to talk sense into these. What in the hell is going on here?
What a reaction for the debut of William Regal in AEW. The man known in the real world as Darren Matthews, but known to you and I as William Regal, is now All Elite. It was, as you heard there, at the conclusion of that belter between Bryan Danielson and Jon Moxley, as they continue to fight with referees trying to split them up, William Regal casually makes his way down to the ring and is the one that forces them apart and tells them to shake hands. Now, Regal has been name-dropped in this story for the past few weeks as the mentor of both Danielson and Moxley. So it takes no stretch of the imagination to realise that the first thing that William Regal's going to do as part of AEW is work some magic with Jon Moxley and Bryan Danielson, which, as a wrestling fan, is an incredibly exciting prospect. Shortly after, we saw William Regal standing in an AEW ring for the very first time. Tony Khan took to Twitter with a William Regal AEW graphic to announce that, you guessed it, Regal is indeed All Elite. Tony brought him up in the media scrum after the show as well, saying he was surprised to see William Regal getting released from WWE, seeing him as a very valuable person to have in AEW, not just in storylines, but also behind the scenes as well. He says that William Regal has a lot to contribute, and I couldn't agree more. Could not agree more. Wasn't the only signing last night. We saw officially Shane Strickland joining AEW. The former Isaiah Swerve Scott is All Elite. He signed his contract with AEW on the entrance ramp with Tony Schiavone by his side. This is a very obvious, a very strong get for AEW, and one that I think has been on the cards for quite a while now. Tony Khan did confirm on Twitter soon afterwards that also, like William Regal, Shane Strickland is All Elite. In this media scrum, he said that a few people already knew that Shane was coming in. He'd been seen at the fan concert the previous night, and people kind of started putting two and two together there. But there's been a lot of conversations about Strickland joining AEW for the longest of times, and here he is. I'm very intrigued to see what he does. There was lots to go through from last night's AEW Revolution event. I don't want to go into too much detail here. We'll do a few cliff notes. We saw CM Punk rolling back the years with his old Ring of Honor theme music and his old Ring of Honor attire, getting quite emotional ahead of that match with MJF, that dog collar match that was very lived up to every expectation that we had of it. It was going to be gory, violent, angry, and there was a big old twist as we got to the end of it as well. We saw every major championship in AEW defended on this night as well. We saw amongst everything else some really stellar wrestling matches. We're going to go into greater detail on what happened at AEW Revolution a little later on today. Now, you can check out what happened at AEW Revolution right now at youtube.com/Cultaholic. Jack will break down the minute by minute of last night's show for you. We have the WTF moments with Ross later today on the YouTube channel. And you can join Andrew and myself at 1 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time for Cultaholic Live, where we will go through all the big moments from last night's AEW Revolution pay-per-view, and we will grade everything. Is it one of the best pay-per-views AEW has ever put out? Well, by the end of our time together later on Cultaholic Live, we should have an answer for you. youtube.com/Cultaholic throughout the day for the fallout from AEW Revolution 2022.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Few other bits from around the wrestling world before I let you go. AEW aside, WWE are heading towards WrestleMania 38. More question marks about Steve Austin's involvement in the show. Dave Meltzer of Wrestling Observer Radio saying that Steve Austin and Kevin Owens will have a confrontation at WrestleMania, but it's not clear if it'll be a match or not anymore. It is essentially up to Austin at this point. If they want the match, they thought they had the match, and then Steve says there's a reason that he hasn't wrestled in 19 years. Dave goes on to say, I just know that as of Friday, he had not agreed to do the match, even though it was on the books. Now, it's on the books as a confrontation. I think whatever happens at WrestleMania, Kevin Owens is probably getting a Stone Cold Stunner, whether it's in a real match or not. We also had a bit more confirmation on one of the undercard matches for WrestleMania. WWE.com announcing that Johnny Knoxville will indeed step back into the ring. He will face Sami Zayn on WrestleMania Sunday. That match goes down on night two of WrestleMania. Knoxville cost Sami Zayn the Intercontinental title in the opening match of this past Friday SmackDown. So therefore, they're going to settle it on WrestleMania Sunday. I think Johnny Knoxville is going to surprise a lot of people. I'm putting it out there. Impact Wrestling put on Sacrifice on Saturday night in Louisville, Kentucky. Chelsea Green coming out of that show with an injury. It's yet another arm injury for Chelsea Green, unfortunately. She had emergency medical attention following the incident during her match, and it was determined that Chelsea has fractured her left radius. She will forego surgery, says Impact Wrestling, and will undergo extensive physical therapy instead while she is in a cast. Chelsea Green thanks the fans for their support, offering a simple SH1T happens status online, saying Impact has my back. And you have to feel for Chelsea Green. This is an injury that just keeps on coming back. She previously broke her wrist in 2019 when she was in NXT. She did the same injury in 2020 when she made her SmackDown debut. We hope that this is the third and final time that we see an injury like this for Chelsea Green. Also, from Sacrifice, a brand new champion crowned. Tasha Steele's defeating Deonna Purrazzo to become the new Impact Knockouts champion. Now, we have some question marks over Deonna Purrazzo going into this show because the acquisition between AEW and Ring of Honor may have, you know, caused a little bit of cross-pollination, because Deonna Purrazzo is the reigning ROH Women's Champion, but she's an Impact Wrestling contracted talent. With losing the Knockouts title, it might suggest that Deonna Purrazzo may head to Ring of Honor instead. That is one we'll keep an eye on, but great result for Tasha Steelz. She tweeted the following morning to Mickey James, asking if they were going to go for breakfast together, and if they were, she let Mickey James touch the belt. There's a potential program there that I'm very excited to see. Lots of people talking about Josh Alexander at the end of Impact Wrestling. He made his return attacking Moose after his title match with Heath Slater. Josh had stayed out of the arena until 10 minutes before the end of the night in order to keep this under wraps. Multiple sources confirming that with us. They also say that he's since revealed that he has signed a new multi-year deal with Impact Wrestling. It's a deal that will allow him to work other US indie dates as well. Alexander announced a month or so ago that he was done with Impact Wrestling, and he was suddenly in a position where he was locked in Canada. Obviously, that doesn't seem to be the case anymore. And Josh Alexander is heading for a match with Moose on an Impact Wrestling pay-per-view coming soon. And this would be a wonderful story to tie up. Josh Alexander versus Moose has been very wonderfully woven on Impact. So I'm excited to see where that one lands. Throughout the day here at Cultaholic, we'll have the fallout from AEW Revolution 2022. Check out what happened at Revolution on the YouTube channel round about now. You can check out the WTF moments later on today with Ross. We'll have a news video in a little bit as well, with a few more details on other stories that have broken around the wrestling world today as well. And Andrew and myself will be on hand for Cultaholic Live at 1 p.m. GMT, where everything from AEW Revolution is getting a grade. We'll break it all down for you later on today. If you want a break from wrestling of 2022, how about you join Jack Atkins and myself back in 1995 as the Cultaholic Classic Raw review rolls into In Your House Season's Beatings. Weird talking about a Christmas pay-per-view in the middle of March, but here we are. You can join us for a watch-along special on the podcast feed later today as well. And for the latest on everything happening across the wrestling world after a very, very busy weekend of wrestling headlines, you can check out the very latest at cultaholic.com. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.